恩典够我们用。
All sufficient grace for us.
我们永远不要怀疑神的应许。
Never doubt about God's promise.
主说我的恩典是够你用。
God says my grace is sufficient for you.
够用就是够用。
When He says sufficient, it's always sufficient.
但是在我们的经历当中
yet in our personal experiences,
我们常常会把神的应许改掉。
Sometimes we change the word in God's promise.
为什么我祷告主都不听啊？
We'll say, how come I pray and He does not answer?
我怎么努力的求弟兄姊妹一同祷告，主好像没有听啊。
And I pray that God will help us to pray together, but it seems that God does not listen.
是不是神的恩典真的不够用？
Does that mean that His grace is not sufficient?
世界上那么多基督徒都在那求主的恩典。
And there are so many Christians in this world, they are asking for His grace.
可能都已经发完了。
And maybe His grace is being used up by now.
所以我就求不到了。
So my prayer will not be answered.
但是神的话不是这样说。
But that's not what God said.
说我的恩典是够你用的。
He said, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以今天我们来交通这一段话。
Therefore, this morning I'd like to share with you this passage.
我们先读一段圣经。
Let's read together.
在哥林多后书第十二章。七节到第十节。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10.
我们大声一起来念。
Let's read out loud together.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役，要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主。叫这次离开我，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、领辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。神对软弱者唯一的答案
The only answer God gives to those who are weak
就是我的恩典够你用
is that my grace is sufficient for you.
我们认不认识神的恩典
We really understand His grace.
神的恩典就像一个泉源一样
His grace is like a spring.
今天的水库会有一天会枯干。
All the water dam will come, will be exhausted one day.
但是泉源永远不会枯干。
However, a spring will never stop running.
我记得以前当兵的时候啊。
I remember when I was serving in the military service.
有一段时间我在那个新店的小个头。
And there was a time I was in this little town, adjacent to the town called 新店。
在那里受训练。
I was receiving training there.
我在那里没有电。
There was no electricity.
也没有自来水啊。
Neither running water.
但是有一个泉水。
Yeah, there was this spring.
哇，我发现一件奇妙的事情。
And I noticed one wonderful thing about it.
第一批人500多个官兵住在那个地方。
And about 500 of us dwelt there.
这五百多位的官兵就是靠着这个泉水来。
And that's the only source of water for the entire camp of 500 something.
后来又来了1500个官兵。
And later on, another 1500 joined us.
还是靠着这个泉水在那里供应。
We all were still relying on this one spring.
还有我就发现，不管有多少人。
And then I noticed, no matter how many people added onto our camp.
就是一万两万。这个泉水还是够用的。
Even 10 or 20,000 more, there still be sufficient water.
我就想到神的恩典就是这样。
And that reminded me how God's grace is like.
我们今天每一个人在地上都是有限的。
We are so limited too.
你有没有发现
？Did you notice that?
世界上的公司啊
，And all the companies or businesses in this world
都叫有限公司。
They all call the limited company.
没有一个叫做无限公司。
You don't see any company call themselves unlimited company.
只有天上叫无限的恩典公司、啊。
But only from our God, He has this unlimited grace company.
你有没有想到今天所有的基督徒有多少
？Have you counted the number of Christians in this world?
从亚当开始一直到以后的圣徒
From the time of Adam until even time after us
我们都是来支取神的恩典的
We all come to receive the grace from God
你有没有发现说 神的恩典已经减少了。
Have you ever noted that God's grace wasn't sufficient?
是不是我们从这个保罗那个时代的那个他们所支取的恩典跟我们现在已经有一点不同了。
Maybe the kind of grace that Paul had in his time is different from what we have here now.
因为已经有千千万万的人已经把恩典用完了。
Because there are, between his time and our time, there are millions of Christians probably have used up his grace.
哎，我们现在就好像是很缺少一样。
Therefore, we are in a lack time.
没有这回事。
There's no such thing for God.
不管有多少圣徒。
It doesn't matter how many Christians are.
不管是哪一个国家的人。
It doesn't matter in which country.
哇，你只要来到这个恩典的泉源的里面。
As long as we come to the spring of His grace.
哦，你恩典永远用不完。
We find out that His grace is always unlimited.
取之不尽，用之不竭。
We can keep on drawing from this grace.
所以我们刚刚弟兄说，我们就是。每一个人都来诉说神的恩典，三天三夜都讲不完。
That's why Brother Len was here saying, if you give him 3 days and 3 nights, he can continuously testify God's grace.
啊，有时候我就会想象有一天呢。
And I just imagine one day.
到有一天到天上去。
When we all go to heaven.
哇，不仅仅是这些人在一起聚会。
Not just us, a small group here.
哇，在那有千千万万的各族各民各方。
There will be tens of millions of people from all race and all direction.
哇，有人是黑人，有人是白人，有人是黄人，有人是红人。
There are people of all kinds of color.
哇，每一个人都在那诉说神的恩典。
And every one of them will be there telling and testifying God's grace.
哇，我真盼望能够早一点到那边去。
I really wish I can be there earlier.
那个时候不是在讲说我怎么强怎么棒啊。
Because there won't be a time we brag about how strong I am.
我们都讲耶稣基督怎么使我刚强。
Instead, we're going to say how he has strengthened me.
哦，他的恩典够我用。
How his grace was sufficient for me.
啊，那个时候更多的赞美要献在主的面前。
More praises will be offered up to God then.
所以我们要认识恩典永远是用不完的。
Therefore, we're going to know his grace is always sufficient.
就像一个大水库一样。
It's like a big water dam.
你看今天很多很多弟兄姊妹的家有这个游泳池。
And many brothers and sisters have a swimming pool at home.
不管你游泳池有多大。
It doesn't matter the size of your pool.
你要多少水，它就有多少。你需要这个游泳池的水需要多少，这个来水还是可以供应你。
And you can always have sufficient supply of water for your pool.
啊，有的人在浴室里面洗澡。
And some people may take a shower or a bath in their bathroom.
我不知道你们洗澡用多少加仑的水。
And I don't know how many gallons of water you use when you take a shower.
不管你用多少，这个只要是自来水，不断的话，一直有供应。
As long as you have this running water system going, you will always have sufficient water to supply.
不管是游泳池，不管是浴室，不管是厨房。
It doesn't matter where in your house, the swimming pool, the bathroom, the kitchen.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is what we call grace.
用不完的才叫做恩典。
You cannot call it grace unless it's unlimited supply.
用得完的不叫做恩典。
Those who can be exhausted, they are not grace.
因为这个恩典是一个大泉源。
Because His grace is like a big water spring.
我们今天不能够想象这个恩典的泉源有多大。
We can never fully comprehend the size of His grace.
哦，神的恩典实在是浩大。
Because it is truly great.
供应每一个人的需要。
It's sufficient to supply for everybody's need.
但是在这里我们发现有一个人呢。
And yet, we notice there is this one man.
有一个人是软弱的。
And this one man who claimed to be weak.
他叫做保罗。
His name is Paul.
今天有哪一个人以他的软弱为他的荣耀啊？
Who will brag about his own weakness?
谁会夸他的软弱？
Anybody will? Is there anyone you can find will brag about their own weakness?
谁会以自己的软弱为可喜乐的？
And who will consider a delight to be weak?
他说。我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Yeah, he said, I like to brag about my weaknesses.
他说为基督的缘故。
And I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
就以软弱领入困苦逼迫为可喜乐的。
And for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties.
哎，我们人都是把软弱隐藏起来。
We usually like to hide our weaknesses.
我们总是把我们的刚强诉说出来。
I would like to show forth our strength.
哇，没有一个人说我今天非常的软弱，请大家来赞美拍手。
And you don't ask for praises when you say I am weak.
但是保罗就是这样。
But Paul was somewhere like that.
他说我以我的软弱为可夸的。
He said I boast all the more gladly about my weakness.
如果仅仅停在这里的话。
If his reason stopped then.
哇，我觉得这太可怜了。
Then that's very pitiful.
但是他接下去。
But he continued by saying.
他说因为神的恩典是够我用的。
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
因为神的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And because God's power is made perfect in my weakness.
所以他说我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强了。
Therefore, when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
这是一个何等不同的观念呢？
And that's such a different concept.
如果我们真认识恩典的话，
If we truly understand God's grace,
我们要发现所有的软弱。
Then we realize all my weaknesses
都是叫我们去支取恩典的一个机会
will be an opportunity for me to draw from the spring of His grace.
我们今天的问题在哪里？
So what is our problem today?
我们很容易只落在软弱的当中。
Our problem is that we fall into our weakness and stay there.
我们忘记掉这个恩典的救主。
And forgot about we can turn to the Savior of grace.
哦，刚刚我们的诗歌说得很好。
The hymn we just sang was just well said.
他住在我们的里面。
He dwells in our humble heart.
这个泉源不是在天上啊。
He doesn't stay in heaven.
不是在山上啊。
The spring is not located in heaven or on
the
mountain top.
我记得这个在当兵那个时候啊。
I remember when I served in the military.
虽然是有一个大泉源。
Even though there was this big water spring.
我们是那个泉源都是在山下。
Yeah, all these springs were at, located at the foot of mountains.
你有没有发现这个泉源都在最高的山上？
Actually, all the springs supposed to be located at the top of the mountain.
No. 这个泉源呢、啊？不会在最高的地方、啊。
Oh, you don't find the spring at the top of a mountain.
泉源都是在最最下面。
You always find them at the lower place.
这个泉源实在是太丰富、啊。
And that spring we had was great.
但是我们住的地方呢，比泉源还要高啊。
Yeah, we stay in a place that's higher than the spring.
所以我们要得到泉水啊。
In order to draw from the water spring,
我们必须要下山去抬的。
We have to go down the mountain and carry it back up.
啊，不容易啊。
That wasn't easy.
但是神的恩典不是这样子啊。
But God's grace does not work that way.
不是在地上啊。
It's not on earth.
它是在天上。
He's in heaven.
这个水永远是往下流的。
And he always has grace pouring down onto us.
恩典永远是往低处给的。
And his grace is provided for those who are at the lower place.
我们为什么得不到神的恩典？
A lot of times, why can we cannot receive this grace?
因为我们觉得说我们很刚强。
Because we feel that we are fine, we're strong.
我们觉得说我很能干。
I'm capable.
哇，这个中国人这就是人定胜天了。
And I can overcome all difficulties.
哇，从小我们就说有志者事竟成。
As long as there's will, there's a way.
哇，虽然已经够软弱也不肯承认了。
Even though we're weak, many times we just don't want to admit that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的恩典永远是往低处给的。
God's grace always provides those who are at the lower place.
如果我们在低处。
If we stay at the lower place.
我们降卑。
We humble ourselves.
我们顺服。
We obey.
恩典永远流不完的。
They will always have this non-divided supply of water.
所以保罗在这里说，我夸我的软弱。
Therefore, Paul says, I boast gladly about my weakness.
我以我的软弱领入逼迫为可喜乐的。
And I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution.
他说什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
但是我们要知道。
But we gotta know this.
恩典的这个我们先讲到保罗的经历、啊、
Let's talk about what Paul had.
保罗已经是够刚强的。
Paul was actually a strong man.
他已经是够完全了。
He was almost perfect.
他的生命实在是非常的成熟。
He had this mature spiritual life.
他对神的启示也是那样的高、啊、
And his revelation toward God's kingdom was great.
今天有哪一个人的启示高过保罗？
You don't find anybody has revelation as high as he had.
你看我们读到以弗所书的时候，
When we read the book Ephesians written by him,
他从创世之前讲到将来、啊、
He started talking about before the time started until afterwards.
今天有哪一个人那样深知基督的奥秘、啊、
Who can you find in this world that really know this mystery of Christ?
你看书信写最多的是谁啊？
Who wrote the most books in the Bible?
就是保罗。
Paul did.
这些书信是什么？
And what are these books?
这就是他对主的认识。
This boss was the result of his understanding of God.
也就是他对主的经历。
And his experiences of Jesus Christ.
如果你没有经历，你写不出的。
You can't write anything like that without experiencing God.
你没有启示，你写不出这样的信息。
Or you have without the revelation about God.
但是保罗有这么高的启示。
But Paul has such a great revelation.
他有这样成熟的生命
and a mature spiritual life.
他有这么深厚的经历
and a tremendous experiences walking with God.
但是当他在行走在地上的时候
yet when he was living on earth,
他也经历到软弱
he experienced weaknesses.
然后就像刚刚弟兄说什么，以利亚也软弱。
Just like Prophet Elijah, he was weak one for one.
在耶洗别一个女孩子女子的面前，他站不住啊。
In front of women, he could not stand.
哇，今天很多刚强的人啊。
Many strong men in this world.
表面上好像很刚强啊。
On the surface, they were strong.
但是在背后，他是何等的软弱。
Yet in reality, they often are weak.
哎，有时候听到弟兄姊妹在弟兄们在做见证。
Sometimes I heard a testimony of brothers.
哦，他说不敢在众人面前哭啊。
They said they just didn't want to cry in front of everybody else.
哦，他们是在被窝里面哭啊。
So they were just hiding in their bed and crying.
也不敢大声哭啊。
And they dare not cry out loud.
哭为什么会哭啊？
Why would they want to cry?
已经承受不住了。
Because they can't take it anymore.
什么叫做软弱？
So what does it mean by being weak?
一个力量大过你所能承担的。
That means when you're facing a thing that's greater than what you can take.
或者说一个重量超过你所能背负的。
Or you're trying to carry a weight more than you can carry.
今天有哪一个人说我不软弱？
Now who can say I am not weak?
有的人在这一方面刚强。
Some people are strong in a certain aspect.
但是在某方面他实在是软弱。
But maybe very weak in other aspects.
哦，我们看见今天很多好像很刚强的人。
You see a lot of men who seem to be strong.
我们只是不知道他的眼泪有多少。
Actually, we just don't know when he shed his tears.
如果每一个人都诚诚实实的话。
If we are all very honest and frank.
哎，每一个人都有软弱。
And then we realize everybody has his own weaknesses.
像保罗在这里。
Like Paul here.
他也软弱。
He is weak.
但是他不停在软弱的上面。
But he does not stop there.
他认识了这位恩典的主。
But he knows this Lord of grace.
所以他能够写出说，主对他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
That's why he said the Lord spoke to me that my grace is sufficient for you.
哦，保罗这么刚强的一个人。
For someone as strong as Paul.
到一个地步他也软弱。
There has come to a time that he felt weak.
所以软弱不是不好的。
Therefore, it's not bad to be weak.
不要不承认你自己的软弱。
Therefore, do not worry, not confessing that you are weak.
我们不要停留在软弱的里面。
But do not stay in that weakness.
我们要从软弱的里面来支取主的更大的恩典。
But in that situation, obtain more provision.
你越软弱，你越经历他的刚强。
The weaker we are,The more we can experience His strength.
因为他的恩典是够我们用的。
For He promised His grace is sufficient.
这是我们要认识的。
This is something we all need to know.
但是我们要认识恩典的原则。
We need to know the principles that's behind His grace.
什么样的人才能够承受恩典？
What kind of people can receive grace from God?
我们刚刚已经讲到了。
We mentioned earlier.
一个骄傲的人永远得不到恩典。
A proud man cannot receive grace from God.
为什么我们常常说从国内来的弟兄？那些孩子，这个都是很有知识、很聪明的人。
Many people migrated from China. They are usually well-educated, very capable men.
很不容易信耶稣。
It's hard for those people to believe in Jesus.
因为他们不承认他们软弱。
Many times because they refuse to admit that they have weakness.
他们觉得他们很刚强。
They feel they are capable and strong.
他们真的是比一般人还要聪明。
Yes, indeed, they are smarter than a lot of people.
哇，我认识一个弟兄。
I knew this Christian.
他还没有信主之前。
Before he became a Christian.
哇，真的是很聪明。
He really was a very intellectual man.
他考这个一个什么执照。
And he was trying to take a test for a certain kind of test, a license to get
建筑师的执照。
Oh, architect, contractor's license.
他说很多人都是一颗一颗在那里过关的。
And people usually take it by subject when they try to get the license.
哎，我们这个弟兄一口气一下子全部都考过。
Yeah, he take all tests at one time and he passed.
哇，美国人都惊讶，我说这么聪明的一个人。
Even Americans were amazed at how good he was.
这样的人信耶稣容不容易啊？
Do you think it's easy for someone like that to believe in Jesus?
真是不容易。
It really wasn't that easy.
但是主却是把他带到一个非常软弱的光景。
But God brought him to a very weak situation.
就在他最软弱的时候，他信了耶稣。
And he believed in Jesus Christ at his weakest point.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们很多神的儿女
Many children of God
已经信了主
have believed in him for years
但是还是一直靠自己天然的力量
they still live on according to their own natural strength
所以呢他经历神的恩典深非常的少
therefore they don't experience much of God's grace
恩典永远是向软弱的人给的
God's grace is provided to those who are weak
我们永远要承认我们实在是有限
we always have to admit that we are limited
所以保罗说我为主多受患难
Therefore he said I suffer much for the Lord
好叫我多得基督的安慰
So that I may receive more comfort of Christ
这个叫做恩典的原则
And that is the principle lie behind
我的需要有多少恩典就有多少
Because the size of my need will determine the size of grace
恩典不是不需要付代价的
Grace doesn't mean you don't have to pay a price.
是主耶稣已经替我们付了代价。
But it's because Jesus has paid the price for us.
所以恩典不能乱用的。
Therefore, do not misuse or abuse His grace.
恩典是根据我们的需要。
Grace is provided according to our needs.
我们的需要有多少
？If that's according to how much we need.
他的恩典就有多少。
Grace is therefore provided.
有的人没有需要，他就没有恩典。
Some people because they feel they have no need, so they experience no grace.
有的人这个需要越大
，and some people feel there's a great need.
他经历神恩典越多
，therefore they experience a lot of God's grace.
所以在诗篇说，我要大大的张口啊。
Therefore in the book of Psalms says, I will shout out with joy.
大大张口，他就大大充满。
And I'll open wide my mouth so that he can fill it up completely.
所以在这里我发现一个很奇妙的事情
Therefore, I noticed something very interesting here.
保罗在这里求主耶稣挪去他身上的一根刺
Paul was pleading to God to remove that thorn that was on his flesh
他祷告一次
So he prayed once
祷告两次
Twice
祷告三次
And then three times
主耶稣回答
And Jesus answered
他说我的恩典够你用
Said my grace is sufficient for you
主耶稣有没有挪掉这一根刺、啊、
Did Jesus remove the thorn that was on him
弟兄姊妹有没有 挪掉这根刺、啊、
Did he remove and answering his prayer
没有挪掉
No he didn't
这就是我们必须要认识的
This is something we all need to know
我们很多时候在难处的当中
Many times we feel our situation is so difficult
我们求主把这个难处挪掉
And we pray that God please remove this difficulty
哇如果你拿掉这个难处我就更是真是感谢赞美主
And I'll give you even greater praise if you remove this difficulty from me
哦但是主的恩典确实很奇妙的
Yeah God's grace is very marvelous
他不是把我们的难处挪掉
Instead of moving away our difficulty
他确实把恩典递量给我们
He provides for us sufficient grace to go through it.
这个尼托生弟兄啊，他就从一个他坐船的一个经历来认识这个恩典。
And brother Watchman Nee came to know this point through his one-time experience.
他有一次坐船。
One time he was on this boat.
有时候那个这个水浅的时候啊。
And when the river level, water level is shallow.
这个退潮的时候。这个水就很浅了。
When the tide regresses, the water level will be very low.
他就看见那个船夫啊。
He noticed how the man who was in charge of the boat.
他就必须要拖那个船了。
Had to actually pull the boat.
但是船这个水涨的时候啊。
Yeah, when the water level arises.
下面那个很多的石头礁石。
And you see there are many little rocks under.
仍然在那里。
They remain on the riverbed.
这个水涨了。
Yeah, because the water level increased.
这个船就可以从上面在水上就可以行走。
The boat can move on smoothly.
他从这个经历的里面。
And from that experience.
他就想到，他就认识到神的恩典就是这样。
He realized that's how God's grace works.
很多时候神的恩典不是把我们的难处除掉。
A lot of times God does not come to remove all the rocks in our difficulty.
他确实把恩典加给我们。
But He will provide for us His grace.
石头还在下面。
The rocks remain in our lives.
难处还在那里。
Difficulties remain in our lives.
恩典 却上上上上去。
But His grace, like water level, lift us up.
哦，叫我们有够用的恩典。
It's sufficient for us to go through.
叫我们能够胜过一切的软弱。
Help us to overcome all our weaknesses.
所以今天我们不要只认识说主耶稣除掉难处才叫做恩典。
Therefore, don't think it's only grace when God removes all my troubles.
难处在那里，但是你能够过去，这个就是恩典了。
And what is grace? Grace is that when all the difficulties remain, but you can smoothly pass through it. That's grace.
今天在我们的生活上
，in our daily living,
有很多的事情是这样。
There are many things like that.
有的是家庭的难处。
Sometimes we have trouble at home.
哦，有的是儿女的难处。
Trouble about our children.
哦，有的时候是工作的难处。
Sometimes trouble at work.
各种各样的难处都还在那里。
All kinds of troubles and difficulties remain.
但是我们仍然在那里往前了。
But we can still move on forward.
这就是叫做恩典了。
That's what we call grace.
神的恩典就是这样。
That's how God's grace works.
而我在这里发现一个更奇妙的事情。
And I noticed another interesting thing.
保罗在这里说，求主把这一根刺挪掉。
And Paul pleaded to God, please take it away.
哎，我们今天都很小气啊。
And we are stringent a lot of times.
你求一千块。
A lot of times we say, Lord, give me $1,000.
那主给你一千块，很好，感谢。
And the Lord gives you $1,000, and you thank Him for it.
但是什么叫做恩典呢？
But what is grace like?
恩典叫做你求一张支票。
Grace is what we call you ask for one check.
主耶稣把一大本的签好名字的支票簿给你。
But the Lord will give to us instead is this checkbook.Filled with his signatures.
这就是叫做恩典了。
And that's what we call God's grace.
哦，我们常常求主挪掉这个难处。
Many times we say, Lord, just take this away from me.
就像我们求主给我一千块的支票。
It's like asking for $1,000 check.
哦，但是神说，我比有一千块支票更好的。
But God said, I'm better than that.
有一大本的支票簿啊。
Here is the checkbook.
给你，这个叫做恩典。
Fully signed for you, that's my grace.
我们今天只想要得到一千块的支票。
And many times we only ask for $1,000.
我们一直在那里求。
And we keep on asking.
除掉这个难处，除掉这个难处。
Lord, take this away, take this one away from me.
但是神实在是恩典的神。
But God is a God of grace.
他把一大本的支票付给我们。
He actually gave us his entire check.
我们需要多少，我们就签上，写上多少数字。
Really filling the blank.
这个叫做恩典。
That's what we call the grace.
所以在这里，保罗只求那根刺被除掉。
And here Paul says, God, please remove this thorn away from me.
但是主耶稣却是给他一生永远用不完的恩典布。
What Jesus gave to him is this lifetime supply of grace.
所以保罗能够在那里夸他的软弱。
That's how Paul can now brag about his weaknesses.
哦，他能够以他所有的难处经历为可喜乐的。
And he actually delight in all kinds of hardships and persecution.
他在难处的里面，他就写这个支票。
And in every difficult situation, he started writing God's check.
哎，你发现保罗一生的道路真的是不容易啊。
And his life wasn't easy if you study it.
哎，有一次。我读到这个在使徒行传。
And one time I read the book of Acts.
主耶稣，这个保罗在一个地方啊。
How Paul was in this place.
被人家用石头丢啊。
They stoned him.
几乎已经要死了。
He was almost killed.
人家都说他已经死了。
Actually, people thought he was killed.
然后就把他推到这个营外。
So they dragged his body and threw it outside the city gate.
只有那些神的儿女基督徒就围绕在他周围。
And many children of God surrounded him.
我相信那些弟兄姊妹在那里祷告。
And I believe they must be praying for him.
那保罗就醒过来了。
And then Paul woke up.
保罗有没有在那里做奇妙的见证？
Was he there testifying what a wonderful experience he had?
他有没有说他怎么受痛苦啊？
He did not share about how I just suffered.
他就是下山了。
Then he got up and he walked out.
他又在那里传福音了。
And he went back to the city and preached gospel.
所以我在那个我圣经上面说，带着伤痕继续传福音了。
And therefore I had this footnote on my Bible and that page says.With wounds, he continued to preach gospel.
哇，你看你有没有经历过被石头丢啊？
Have you been like stoned?
被一个石头丢，你就受不了了。
If just one rock, little rock, you wouldn't be able to bear it.
但是保罗 不知道那个石头有多少。
And I had no idea how many stones were thrown at him.
整个身上都是伤痕。
He was full of wounds.
甚至他有一次他说到他的被棍打。
And there's time he talked about how he was beaten up.
特别是在那个监狱的里面，他两手上了木狗。
In the prison, he was both of his hands were cut off.
在那个在内监里面被锁住了。
In the inner chamber, he was locked up.
哎，如果保罗如果多想想他自己啊。
If he started have pity about his condition.
他说我怎么这么倒霉啊。
He can just complain a lot.
忠心为主传福音。
It's a wonderful world to me. I'm so faithful to preach gospel.
哎，你看我的结局是什么？
Me, what
happened? 哇，你看上了木狗啊。
Look at, I'm fully chained up here.
这个他反而在那里祷告啊。
No, instead he was praying.
哦，不仅仅祷告，还在那里唱诗。
Not only praying, he was singing.
他在那里赞美神。
He was praising God.
所以从他的身上，他转到主的身上。
Because he turned his focus from himself to God.
所以他就忘记了他所有的痛苦。
And he totally forgot about his suffering.
他觉得说他这样是为配主为主的名受羞辱。
He was happy because he felt I'm worthy to be punished for the sake of the Lord.
哇，他在那里唱诗赞美神。
Therefore he was able to sing to praise God.
地大震动。
Therefore the whole earth shook.
监狱都打开了。
And the doors of the prison
所有的锁链都解开了。
All the chains fell off upon him.
就在那个时候他有机会把福音传给那个狱主。
And that is how he had a chance to share the gospel to the guard of the jail.
但是很奇妙的。
And interestingly,
这个狱卒得救之后啊,
after this jailer was saved,
后来那个官长说啊, 他们可以释放了。
All the high-ranking officers says, well, you can set him free, he can be released.
啊, 保罗确实很奇妙的。
And interestingly, Paul had his reaction.
他说我是罗马人啊。
He said, I'm a Roman.
也没有定罪。
There was no condemnation.
就被关在监狱里面。
No conviction, you guys can't.
又这样撵走我们不行的。
And now you say, I can go? No.
哇，这个官长听见他是一个罗马人的，就
And once they found out he was a Roman.
哇，他就来请他们走啊。
They came to ask him, plead for him to leave.
哎，我就想一想啊。
And I thought, what happened?
我说保罗怎么那么笨。
I thought Paul was kind of stupid.
如果他提前讲说他是罗马人。
Why didn't he just tell me in the first place he was a Roman?
他就不会下监嘛。
Then he wouldn't have to suffer like that.
当然狱卒也就不会得救。
Of course, if he did that, the jailer wouldn't be saved.
那一个应许就不会被我们得着。
And the promise of God's grace will not be spared.
他说当信主耶稣你和你一家都被得救。
Because God promised through Paul to the jailer that believing Jesus Christ you and your household will be saved.
这句话何等的宝贵啊。
That is such a precious promise from God.
今天这句话给我们带下多少的盼望。
And so much hope has been brought forth because of this thing.
我们有很多的家人还没有得救。
Many of us still have family members who are not fully saved.
我们没有失望。
Yet we do not get disappointed.
因为当信主耶稣你和你一家都被得救。
Because God promised, believe in the Lord, Jesus the Lord, your God, and you and your entire household will be saved.
在这个应许的里面我们仍然有盼望。
Therefore we can still have hope because of God has promised.
所以我们继续为我们的家人祷告。
Therefore we can continue to pray for our loved ones.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗在最软弱的时候他仍然能够喜乐。
Paul could still have joy in the weakest time.
为什么？因为他认识恩典。
Why? Because he understood God's grace.
因为他一直站在卑微的地位上。
Because he always stood at a lowly position.
所以他说我不是以为已经自己得着了。
Therefore he said, I don't regard I have obtained it.
我不是以为已经完全了。
I don't regard I'm perfect.
他说我只有一件事就是在那里求恩典。
But I only have one thing, which is to see God's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不是看我们有多刚强。
Don't look at how strong we are.
我们没有一个人真的是刚强的。
Because we are not really strong.
每一个人都是软弱的。
None of us is really strong. We are
因为我们够软弱所以我们才能够得救。
Because we are weak, that's why we are saved.
我们如果刚强我们根本不可能得救。
There's no way for us to be saved if we feel that we are strong.
因为我们有需要我们才能够得到神的恩典。
We receive his grace because we feel there's a need.
所以恩典的原则
Therefore the principle of God's
grace 那也是在于降卑。
Is to humble ourselves.
那也在于顺服。
Is to obey him.
我们承认我们自己的需要。
Is to admit that we have a need.
我们就一直经历到他的恩典。
Then we can continuously receive from his grace.
下面我们来讲到我们怎样支取恩典。
And then how to obtain his grace.
第一个要祷告。
First, we need to pray.
保罗在那里说他一次祷告不够。
Paul just said, I prayed once.
两次、三次。
Twice, three times.
是不是这就是一个限制啊？
And is that a limitation?
是不是我们觉得说我祷告三次主没有回答就算了。
Do we just pray three times if we don't hear anything from God then we just give up?
他为什么要特别提到几次？
Why did Paul mention here three times I prayed?
这是说到他的一个认真的态度。
And that tells us how serious he is about his request.
甚至他怎么祷告他真是在主面前这样清清楚楚的。
And he prayed to the point that he knew clearly what God wanted to do.
今天很多人祷告，祷告完以后，他不知道他在祷告什么。
We pray and then after we pray, we don't really pay attention to.
哦，甚至非常笼统性的祷告。
And all we just make these general prayers.
主耶稣也很难回答这种祷告。
Then it's very hard for Jesus to answer to general prayer.
哦，主耶稣，求你拯救千千万万的中国人。
And Lord, please save millions of Chinese out there.
主耶稣，你认识多少的千千万万中国人？
And then Jesus said, which one of these thousands and millions of Chinese you know?
一次、两次、三次，说到他的认真了。
And the reason why Paul said for three times I pleaded tells us how serious he is about his prayer request.
而且清清楚楚的。
And he was very clear.
我就是要这个。
He kept clear account of what he had prayed for.
巴底买那个瞎子。
To Bartimaeus.
主耶稣在地上，你常常会发现他问一个很奇怪的问题。
You notice when Jesus was on earth, he had this special characteristics.
主耶稣常常会问说：“你要我为你做什么？”
He always asked people that came to him for help, says, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个巴底买说：“我要能看见。”
And this blind man says, "I want to see."
他奇妙的神的恩典实在是太丰富。
And God's grace is truly sufficient.
他只求得到眼睛被开启。
Bartimaeus only asked for his eyes to be healed so that he can see.
但是主的恩典却说你的信救了你呀。
Yeah, Jesus answered him by saying, "Your faith has saved you."
不仅仅他的眼睛看见了。
Therefore, not only his physical eyes were healed.
他的生命改变了。
His life was actually changed.
他得救了。
He was saved.
这个叫做恩典。
That's what we call grace.
所以我们今天再来求主一件事情。
Therefore, sometimes we may just ask for one thing.
很多我们没有求的，主也给我们。
But God will give to us more than we have asked.
这个叫做恩典。
That's His grace.
今天我们为什么得不到恩典？
A lot of times, why don't we receive grace from Him?
因为我们不求。
On one hand, because we don't even ask.
我们不祷告。
We don't pray.
所以祷告是最重要的。
Therefore, praying is so important.
保罗为什么经历神的恩典？
Why has Paul experienced so much of God's grace?
因为他是一个祷告的人。
It's because he was a man who prayed.
哦，保罗一开始他就进入祷告的生命里面。
And he started his prayerful life at the very beginning.
如果不是保罗不是靠着主的恩典活着。
Without God's grace to live,
保罗怎么可能经过这么多的逼迫困苦仍然能够站得住？
Paul couldn't have stand still after going through all these troubles and persecution.
他是一个祷告的人。
Because he was a man of prayer.
你有软弱吗？要起来祷告。
Do you have weaknesses, brothers and sisters?
而且清清楚楚地对主说你需要什么。
And pray clearly. Tell the Lord exactly what you need.
不要笼统的。
Don't make general prayer requests.
要清清楚楚地告诉主耶稣。
Be clear in your request.
主耶稣常常会问说我你要我为你做什么？
Because Jesus likes to ask us, what do you want me to do for you?
我们不要有时我只求一个，那可能不够。
Don't just pray for once.
甚至我们求一大堆啊。
Or pray for a lot.
甚至我们祷求完之后，我们自己都忘记了。
A lot of times we don't even remember what we have asked.
但是你真的求那么一件你最需要的。
But sincerely pray for this very one thing you truly need.
有时候主就不仅仅这个给你回答。
And a lot of times you notice not only he answered that request.
甚至很多你没有祷告到的他都给你成全。
He also accomplished many other things that you didn't even bother to ask.
因为他是恩典的主。
Because he is the Lord of grace.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
我们必须要跟这个泉源连起来。
We have to be connected to the spring of God.
真的，的确，我们已经信了主。
Yes, we are all believers.
我们都已经跟这个泉源已经连起来了。
Therefore, we all have the pipeline connected to the spring.
但是有一个水龙头啊。
Yeah, there's this faucet you need to turn on.
这个水龙头你关起来，它水就是再大也流不出来。
No matter how much water power you have hidden in the pipe, if you do not turn it on,
我们今天很多神的女都有恩典的泉源。
You and I all have possession to this water pipe, to his spring of grace.
我们都有这个管子跟这个泉源连起来。
All the pipeline has been in place.
但是我们就是不肯开。
But our problem is we don't bother to turn it on.
哦，只要你开，水就进来了。
Just turn it on, his grace.
你就求你在主面前祷告主这个恩典就流进来
Just pray to the Lord specifically and then you experience His grace
有时候你在最痛苦的时候你里面确实有喜乐
And so you can have true joy even in the most difficult and most suffering situation
昨天我们有一个姊妹、啊、
Yesterday there was this Christian sister、
哦、她在那做见证
She testified to us
哎呦听见真的是很不容易
And I thought that wasn't easy for her to go through what
happened 因为她的丈夫啊
Because her husband
这个跟一个离婚的女孩子住在一起、啊。
living with this lady who has divorced.
这个她这一次回台湾去、啊、
So she went back to Taiwan.
哇，照着她的本性、啊。
According to her nature.
她跟她的先生离婚了。
She would divorce her husband.
甚至于她说她真的想剥硫酸呢、啊。
And she actually wanted hurt him with chemicals.
去报复、啊。
To revenge.
但是她说因着主的爱。
But because of the love of the Lord.
他说不知道他就有这样一个力量
She said I don't know why but I have this inner strength
他确实对那个他那个这个丈夫那个外遇的女孩子很好
Yeah I can have, still have kindness to this woman who has a relationship with my husband And during the new year
还请他到家里一起吃饭
She actually invited her to come to their house for a meal
他说这不是我可以做到的
She said this is not something that I'm capable of doing
他说如果不是主的恩典
If it's
这是不可能的
The grace of God is impossible for me to do something like that
他说反而因着这样子这个女孩子
And because of my love toward her
他说他的态度改变了
that woman who had an affair with her husband changed her attitude
他说不知道主要怎么做
And she said I don't know what the Lord is going to do about
但是呢他说他已经看见主在那做
But I have seen what the Lord has starting to do
因为他在软弱中失去了神的恩典
All because she has received grace from God in her very weak body
难处还在哪里
The difficulty remains
他说他也不知道这个会有什么结局
And she doesn't know what will the whole thing come up to
但是他里面确实有神更大的恩典
Inside of her she feels the strength and grace of God supports her
这就是神恩典的一个原则
And this is one principle of God's grace
所以我们要求
Therefore, we need to pray.
我们要打开。
We need to turn on the faucet.
而且我们要活在教会的当中。
And thirdly, we need to stay in the church life.
我们越软弱，我们越需要肢体的供应服侍。
The weaker we feel, the more we need to stay with other Christians to receive
provision. 因为神的恩典在他的身体当中。
Because God's grace stays with his body.
保罗一直活在教会的当中。
Paul continuously lived in the body of Christ.
保罗没有因为他非常的刚强。
He did not say because I am strong.
哦，我不需要你们的祷告。
So I don't need your prayer support.
但是保罗说，你们要为我祷告。
Instead, he said, pray for me.
就求神给我赐口才。
And ask God to give me eloquence.
哎，我们说保罗你已经够刚强。
Women say, oh, Paul, you are very strong already.
谁的口才比你好啊？
Who is more eloquent than you?
但是保罗不是这样。
But Paul didn't regard it that way.
他一直求教会为他祷告。
He kept on asking all churches to pray for him.
所以什么时候我们觉得软弱
Therefore, whenever we feel that we are weak,
回到身体的里面
that's the time we need to return to the body of Christ.
回到聚会的中间
return to the church meetings.
哦，当你聚会的时候，主耶稣真的会给你恩典。
Because that's where you can receive the grace of Jesus Christ.
我相信弟兄姊妹都有这样的见证。
And I believe many of us have that kind of experience.
哦，有时候一个礼拜辛苦的要命。
Especially During the week, we work so hard.
哇，这个老板对我们的压力很大。
And I'm under tremendous pressure because of my boss.
啊，这个工作还没有做完呢。
And I did not even finish my project.
不知道怎么办呢。
I don't know what to do.
我们甚至照着我们的本性，我们都不想去聚会了。
And to the point we feel so tired, we don't even want to go to church meeting.
哎，我实在够软弱，还去见弟兄姊妹了。
If you're, I'm so weak, I don't think I want to see them.
哎，我不要去聚会。
No, I better stay home.
哎，但是很奇妙的。
But marvelously,
你勉强自己来到聚会。
If you force yourself to go to church meeting,
有时候主就是那样奇妙的。
Marvelously, how the Lord does.
那个诗歌就是正好你所最需要的。
It's that you may happen to sing a song exactly what you need.
啊，当你一唱那个诗歌的时候，里面就喜乐起来。
When you sing a song, you just cannot help but start to become very joyful.
或从前你读那段圣经根本没有什么感觉。
Or a passage when you read.
就在你最软弱的时候，那句话在你面前发亮了。
But because you are in a weak situation, the words of God suddenly shine upon you.
正好一个弟兄姊妹的见证。
Or another sharing given by a brother or sister.
正好把你里面真实的光景全部都显出来了。
Happen to reveal your condition.
哎呦，这就是主的恩典了。
And that's what we call the grace of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要以为自己刚强到不需要弟兄姊妹。
Don't think that you are strong enough that you don't need other brothers and sisters.Sisters,
你越刚强，你越需要来聚会。
The stronger you are, the more you need to come to church.
去扶持那些软弱的。
So that you can help those who are weak.
你如果是软弱的。
But if you feel that you are weak,
你更需要别的肢体的扶持。
Then you need to come to be supported by other bodies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主没有叫我们单独过一个基督徒的生活。
God does not want us to be an individual Christian.
主把我们带到身体的里面。
Instead, He has brought each one of us into His body.
他把更丰富的恩典放在教会的
地方。Where he has supplied abundant grace.
所以什么时候软弱，你什么时候就一定要来聚会。
Therefore, if you feel weak, that's the time you should come to meeting.
哦，你到聚会的中间，不知道主要怎么做的。
And you don't know what God can do when you come to His house.
很多时候，这个来聚会的时候都是这个愁苦满面的。
Sometimes people came in with a long face.
但是回去的时候，哇，一直在那里赞美赞美主。
But when they leave the meeting, they were full joy and praising God.
哎，昨天我们晚上一个聚会啊。
Last night we had this meeting.
那个姊妹就说。
And the sister shared.
她说不管我们什么时候开始聚会。
She said it doesn't matter when we start a meeting.
她总是很晚结束，都差不多要十一点才结束。
It doesn't matter how early we started. We always don't end until 11 o'clock.
哎，我说已经十点半，弟兄姊妹，我们要回去了。
You're 10:30 ish already, brother. It's time to go home.
那个姊妹说，我还有一句话要讲。
Yeah, and that's true. But I want to share a little bit more.
哎，那个姊妹交通，另外一个姊妹又要交通了。
And after she was done, another sister wanted to share.
啊，那是我们聚会真好啊。
It was such a wonderful sharing.
每一个人都重新得力。
Everybody's strength was renewed.
这个叫做恩典。
That's what we call God's grace.
你有什么难处，你越过不去的。
What kind of difficulty you cannot overcome?
你有什么软弱你越不过去的。
What kind of weakness you have you cannot overcome?
要支取肢体身上的恩典。
Come to receive grace through the members of the body.
我从前在台北服侍主的时候。
When I was serving in Taipei's church.
我那个时候30岁左右。
I was in my early 30s.
有一个50几岁的一个姊妹。
And there was a sister in her 50s.
因为她遇见家庭的难处。
Because she had this trouble at home.
她跟她的丈夫离婚。
So she divorced her husband.
还没有。
She was about to divorce her husband.
因为她说她那个先生啊，她是、那个。
Because her husband.
那个先生也是弟兄啊。
Was a Christian too.
他会打人啊。
But he liked to beat up wife.
所以她真的是受不了。
So she couldn't stand it anymore.
她又不知道应该怎么办。
And she didn't know what to do.
他那个时候他就打电话给我。
So she called me.
他就诉说他的家庭的情形。
And she told me the problems at home.
我那个时候我也不知道，刚刚30岁嘛。
And I was just in my early 30s. I didn't know much about these things.
我也没有经历过什么离婚的问题。
And neither have counseled anybody about their divorce situation.
所以我说你来嘛。
I said then, can you come?
带着眼泪来啊。
Bring, just come with your tears.
这个他就跟我讲他所有的情形。
So we met and she shared with me all the situations at home.
我也不知道回答什么。
I didn't know how to help her.
我就跟他讲十字架的道路。
The only thing I could tell her is the way of the cross.
所以我们就是接受十字架嘛。
I said we just accept whatever that God has prepared for us.
可能这是主在你身上要做更深的工作。
Maybe because God plans to do something deeper in you through this.
我说如果我们服下来。
If we obey, submit to the situation,
主就会做工。
The Lord can work through it.
我们如果肯让神做工。
If we are willing to let God do it,
神一定会做工。
God will do it.
那他说我怎么办呢？
She said, then, how about me?
我说赦免。
I said, forgive him.
他说他这么坏。
But she said, he is so wicked.
我说你也并没有比他更好哪里。
And I said, you know, we are not better than he is.
我们都是坏的。
We are all sinners.
但是神的恩典够用。
But God's grace is sufficient.
我就跟他讲十字架的道理。
So I shared with her the way of the cross.
就是接受。
To accept what God has prepared.
勇敢的去面对。
And just face the situation bravely.
他说我回去怎么办？
She said, then what do I do when I go home?
我说你去跟他道歉。
I said, go and apologize to him.
他说是他错，我怎么样去跟他道歉？
She said, how can I apologize to him? It's his fault.
我说十字架的道路。
I said, the way of the cross.
就是不讲道理。
Is to not to reason.
主耶稣在十字架上，他没有讲道理。
Jesus did not argue when he was on the cross.
他却是赦免钉他十字架的。
The only thing he did was to forgive those who crucified him.
我说你回去试试看。
So try this when you go home.
你就跟弟兄道歉。
To apologize to him.
我为你祷告。
And I will pray for you.
我们就一起祷告。
So we prayed together.
祷告以后呢，他整个脸改变了。
And after we prayed, you could tell that her facial expression changed.
所以他真的回去了。
And so she went home.
回去的时候，他那个弟兄就信仰。
And her husband's last name is Yan.
他不叫他的名字，他叫杨弟兄。
Instead of calling him by his first name, he said, Brother Yan.
他说杨弟兄，对不起。
I'm so sorry.
哎，很奇妙的。
Amazingly.
当他一讲杨弟兄对不起的时候。
The moment she said, Brother Yan, I'm sorry.
他自己流泪了。
And he or she?
She.
She cried.
他流泪的时候。
When she cried.
这个他的弟兄也流泪了。
Her husband started to cry too.
他说是我不对啊。
And he said, actually, it's my fault.
哎呀，很奇妙的。
Amazingly.
所以每一次我回台湾的时候。
Every time when I return to Taiwan now.
他都要请我去吃饭。
She had to take me out to eat.
甚至不仅仅请我，他请弟兄姊妹来吃饭。
Not only just me, all my companions were joined together.
因为他觉得说，如果不是我那个时候这样子。
Because she felt it wasn't because of my advice.
她可能她的家整个已经支离破碎。
Her marriage would have been broken.
哇，今天他们在教会里面负很重的责任。
Actually, now they both serve wholeheartedly in God's church.
因为那个杨弟兄是厨师啊。
The brother Yan was such a good cook.
所以他在台北教会做膳长。
So he was the cook in charge of the kitchen in our church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以这个叫做肢体的帮助啊。
And this is what we call the support, a help from the members of the body.
不要独自担当痛苦。
Don't be a loner.
只有主耶稣是独自担当痛苦的。
Only Jesus carried everything alone.
我们有弟兄姊妹可以依靠。
But we have brothers and sisters whom we could trust.
我们不要小看弟兄姊妹的恩典。
Don't despise the grace you can receive from your brother or sister.
你要依靠你的肢体。
Make sure you rely on them too.
你可能在这一方面软弱。
Maybe we are weak at a certain aspect.
但是你的弟兄、你的姊妹在别的在这一方面比你刚强。
But your brother or sister may be very strong in this aspect.
可能你在这一方面刚强。
And maybe you are good at certain things.
正好是需要去帮助别人的软弱。
So that you can help those who are weak in this aspect.
这个叫做恩典的原则。
And this is the principle of God's grace.
我们如果真认识这个恩典。
If we truly understand God's grace.
我们不要说我只跟神有关系、啊。
Don't say that, oh, I will just keep my relationship with God.
哎，我们很多时候很骄傲。
That's pride.
我们只要第一手的，不要第二手的。
We only want first-hand help from God. We don't want second-hand help.
但是很多的恩典都是在弟兄姊妹的。
Yeah, a lot of times God's grace is provided through other brothers and sisters.
因为他已经把这个恩典已经赏给教会。
For he has given unto his church all this grace.
他给教会就是给他的身体。
His grace, his church is his body.
所以我们彼此要扶持。
Therefore, we need to support and help one another.
不要小看别人的软弱。
Don't despise the weaknesses on other people.
因为有一天你也会比别人软弱。
Because one day we may become even weaker than that.
不要觉得说你永远会刚强的。
And don't think you will be always strong.
我们永远会软弱的。
We will always feel weak.
因为主不容许我们继续一直刚强。
Because God will not allow us to be strong at all times.
叫我们把恩典都挡住。
So that we will not receive grace from him.
像以利亚。
Like Elijah.
哇，如果他能面对巴利的先知啊。
He could face hundreds of prophets of the idol.
他这么刚强啊。
He was so strong.
哇，他祷告火就从天上降下。
And when he prayed, fire was sent down from heaven.
他就把所有巴利那个亚瑟拉的先知全部都杀死了。
And he killed all the prophets of Baal.
谁会想到他在耶洗别的面前？
Who could imagine later on in the presence of Jezebel?
耶洗别说，明天我如果不把这个人的命除掉了。
The queen says, if I don't kill this man tomorrow,
愿神降大大的降罚于我。
May God send disaster upon me.
就那么一句话。
She just made that one comment.
把以利亚整个软弱的光景暴露。
That frightened and revealed the weakness in Elijah.
哇，我们感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord for that.
因着以利亚那样的软弱。
Because of his weakness.
他能够听见微小的声音。
Elijah was able to hear the whisper from God later on.
他经历到在罗堂树下神的恩典。
And he experienced the grace under that tree.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要小看别人的软弱。
Therefore, do not look down on the weaknesses of others.
我们要用扶持的态度。
Instead, we shall help and support that person.
因为有一天你需要别人的帮助。
Because one day will come to the time that we need help from others.
就连保罗这么刚强的一个圣徒。
For someone like Paul,
他有一天也软弱了。
He was strong, but one day he became weak.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
因为他软弱过。
Because he has been weak.
他能够把这么宝贵的应许给我们。
That he can give to us this wonderful promise.
主对他说：“我的恩典够你用。”
That God says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
今天主这一句话要给我们。
And God wants to say the same thing to us today.
主说：“我的恩典够你用的。”
God wants to tell us that my grace is sufficient for you.
不管什么样的难处。
It doesn't matter what kind of trouble you have.
恩典永远要。吞灭这一切的难处。
My grace will always overcome all your troubles.
恩典是取之不尽，用之不竭。
And my grace will never be used up.
我们永远住在他的里面。
We'll always dwell in him.
支取他的恩典。
To receive grace from him.
我们说主的恩典够我用。
Let's all say God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们一起讲。
Let's say it together.
主的恩典够我用。但愿我们永远不会忘记。
May we never forget about this promise.
不管你在什么样的光景。
It doesn't matter in what circumstances.
神的话不会改变。
His words do not change.
只有在你软弱的时候，你才能够经历他的刚强。
Remember, you cannot experience him until you're weak.
什么叫做恩典？
What is grace?
能够叫你得能力的叫做恩典。
And grace is something that provides strength to us.
能够叫你刚强的叫做恩典。
Something that makes us strong.
感谢赞美主。
We thank him for that.
主说我的恩典。
For he said, I provide sufficient grace for you. Praise the Lord.
我们请唱。